This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. The Promotion and Regulation of Online Gaming Bill 2025 has been passed by the Parliament, with the Rajya Sabha approving it today. This bill encourages e-sports and online social games while prohibiting harmful online money gaming services, advertisements and financial transactions related to them. Moving the bill, Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said, online money gaming has become a public health menace.
Online gaming is a very important विषय है जो एक डिजिटल की दुनिया में एक महत्वपूर्ण सेक्टर बनके उभरा है। उपसभापति महोदय, इसके तीन सेगमेंट है। पहला सेगमेंट है ई स्पोर्ट्स, जिसमें एक टीम बनाकर खेलते हैं, कोऑर्डिनेशन सीखते हैं, स्ट्रेटेजिक थिंकिंग होती है। हमारे प्लेयर्स ने भी कई मेडल जीते हैं। इस बिल में ई स्पोर्ट्स को प्रमोट किया जाएगा, उसके लिए एक अथॉरिटी बनाई जाएगी और इसको एक लीगल रिकॉग्निशन मिलेगा।
People from across the country have welcomed the passing of the bill. Despite being a small state, Mizoram has a strong passion for online gaming, with some even becoming addicted to it. Laharia Threnga Shangte, a social and political commentator from the state, praised the bill and said that it is a significant step in reducing irresistible internet gaming.
The introduction of this new bill, online gaming will be recognized as a sport, a legitimate form of competitive sports in India. And I am sure that with the kind of other games and sports, there will be a very healthy competitions, and not only for the purpose of money, but for a healthy brain exercise. So I hope online gaming bill, I think there will be improvement in the minds of the young and then also the people who are involved in this game.
The monsoon session of Parliament has concluded, with the Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha being adjourned sine die today. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla informed the House today that during the session, 14 government bills were introduced and a total of 12 bills were passed. He said a two-day special discussion was held on Operation Sindoor, concluding with the reply of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. A special discussion was initiated on the achievements of India's space program. He said, a total of 419 starred questions were included in the agenda for this session, but due to continuous pre-planned disruptions, only 55 questions could be taken for oral reply. Mr. Birla expressed displeasure over the loss of time due to disruptions. In the Rajya Sabha also, a similar scenario prevailed before the House being adjourned sine die. Today in the Upper House, the Constitution 130th Amendment Bill, the Government of Union Territories Amendment Bill and the Jammu and Kashmir Reorganisation Amendment Bill were referred to a joint committee of Parliament for further scrutiny today. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar and his Russian counterpart Sergei Lavrov reviewed the entire gamut of India-Russia bilateral relations during their meeting in Moscow today. In a joint press briefing after the talks, Dr. Jaishankar highlighted that relations between India and Russia have been among the steadiest of the major relationships of the world after the Second World War. He added that geopolitical convergence, leadership contacts, and popular sentiments remain key drivers of India-Russia partnership.
We reaffirmed our shared ambition to expand bilateral trade in a balanced and sustainable manner, including by increasing India's exports to Russia. This requires swiftly addressing non-tariff barriers and regulatory impediments, enhancing Indian exports to Russia and sectors like pharmaceuticals, agriculture and textiles will certainly help to correct the current imbalance.
In Telangana, two senior members of the CPI Maoist surrendered before the police in Hyderabad today. Speaking to media, Rajakonda Commissioner of Police G. Sudhir Babu stated that the surrender of these senior Maoist leaders and their decision to join the mainstream can be seen as a success of the strategies adopted by the police. And Railways has decided to operate more than 12,000 special trains for the convenience of the passengers during Diwali and Chhath festivals. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi today, Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav also announced that passengers undertaking onward and return journeys between specific dates will be offered discount on return tickets. And that is the end of this news bulletin.